News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
30 cents.
Now, since the first quarter of 2023, rents for new tenancies have risen by a massive 8.1% nationally. That's according to the RTB, the Residential Tenancy Board. And the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers say much of the data is still incomplete in terms of giving us a full understanding of what's actually happening behind these figures in the rental market. And their CEO, Pat Davitt, joins us now. Pat, a lot of people would look at that 8.1% and just go, this is terrible. Explain what you mean about incomplete data and what's going on actually behind those numbers, please.
Good morning, Ciara. I suppose the first thing to recognise about the figures are that the figures are back as far as 2022 when the first registration of tenancies happened. The figures before that seems to have been forgotten about. Like from 2021 to 2023, as we know, there's over 70,000 landlords have left the market, and from 2021 to 2023, 40,000 tenancies have left the market. But the figures that the RTB produced yesterday, while they're a lot better than what they were, and they're doing a lot of work on these figures, but like some of the figures that they give us, we don't actually see what's happening with it. Like they tell us there's 12,650 new tenancies, for instance. They don't tell us how many tenants have left the marketplace in those 3 months, how many tenancies were cancelled. And those new tenancies, is a new tenancy, which I believe it is, if a tenant leaves a property and a landlord re-rents that property, that is taken as a new tenancy.
Okay.
But it might be a new tenancy for the sake of registration.
So are you saying we don't really know what's going on, or are you saying that you guys do know what's going on and this isn't giving us the full picture?
Well, I think agents throughout the country, of course, know what's going on because they see these things happening on a day-to-day basis. Like, that's the macro picture, and that macro picture, it certainly doesn't give us, it gives us figures, but the figures it gives us doesn't actually tell us a lot other than that the rents have gone up or the rents have gone down or the rents have whatever. On the micro side of things, like, you know, you have to really look into what's happening to know. Like on this 8% you're talking about, like one of the biggest figures that they talked about yesterday was in the areas where there is no RPZs, they talked about 16.5% increases. And in those particular areas, what's happened there, 78% of those properties in those areas have not changed their rents in 2 years. But the 16.5 have, and they've changed by over 8%. In these areas, what's happening is that a lot of landlords, in actual fact, when they get an opportunity every 2 years to increase the rent, many landlords for years have not been constantly upgrading their rents. That's why in 2016, when the rent pressure zones came in, that a lot of properties were taken in at a particular rent, which was way, way under the market rent. And hence it has caused all these problems right along.
But I don't think many people listening would be thinking that properties in Ireland on average, Pat, aren't renting out at market rates. I mean, we're hearing that the average, I think, rent in Dublin is it around 2,000 now? It's a huge amount of money.
Well, it's actually, they're talking about a three-bedroom property for that, and there's not too many three-bedroom properties even available at 2,165 euros in my mind. But they tell us that the rent for properties have changed by people renting properties currently, that they're 15.5% behind what new tenancies are. But that's only back as far as 2022. If they went back here to where the rent pressure zones came in 2016, that figure would be 50%, I'd say.
Okay.
So like, there are an awful lot of properties like that. And what's happening now at the bottom end of the market is that 16.5%. There's a type of churning going on in the marketplace where landlords at the moment are looking at their rents. Their rents are very, very low. And maybe in lots of cases, as I've said, 50%.
But Pat, I would put to you that it's only landlords would appear to think that their rents are low. I think the general population and tenants believe the rents to be very high.
Well, that can be the case, Ciara. There's no doubt about that. But what landlords look at is and their property, what's their property yielding? What is the yield of that property?
I accept that. I accept that the yield isn't. All right. Look, I accept what you're saying, that there are stories behind the figures and that they are incomplete and it's not a full reflection. But I have no doubt that people listening in will be not as sympathetic as you might be hoping for landlords and their case. But thank you for joining us this morning. That is the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, Pat Davitt. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.